New York teacher pleads guilty to having child porn that included infants and toddlers. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 19, 2026. Adding yet another black mark to the ongoing problem of sexual deviance in the teaching profession. A New York City high school teacher pleaded guilty this week to possession of child pornography that included sexual abuse of infants and toddlers. Joseph Taylor McGill, 33, a former high school biology teacher at Independence High School, made the plea in a New York federal court and could face up to 20 years in prison at sentencing. McGill was terminated from his teaching duties at Independence, located in Manhattan's so-called Hell's Kitchen neighborhood and described as a public transfer school designed to help students who have fallen behind and need personalized counseling. The plea follows his arrest in March when investigators discovered hundreds of images of child pornography, including unimaginable images of children not even old enough to walk, according to a statement released this week by the New York U.S. Attorney's Office. McGill possessed graphic images of child sexual abuse, including sexual abuse of infants and toddlers, all while employed in a position of trust as a high school biology teacher, stated United States Attorney Joseph Nocella. This is not just a horrific violation of law and abuse of children, but a profound betrayal of the trust placed in him as a teacher, FBI Assistant Director Charge Barnacle added. Our FBI/NYPD Crimes Against Children and Human Trafficking Task Force will relentlessly pursue those who engage in such despicable conduct. McGill was arrested in March 2026 on his way to work carrying a backpack that contained a thumb drive with over 150 images of child sexual abuse, along with a pipe used for smoking methamphetamine, prosecutors said. An additional electronic device containing child sexual abuse material was found during the execution of a search warrant at the teacher's residence. The FBI got wind of the educator's illegal activity after undercover investigators with the Scottish police caught him trading child porn over Zoom last September, the New York Post reported, noting he went online under the username NiceUpSlot. At the time, the teacher was meeting with an online group called Just Guys and Football, though the real subject at hand was child pornography, according to the Post. In May, the Department of Justice launched Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse. It marshals federal, state, and local law enforcement resources to crack down on individuals who exploit children via the internet. McGill's case represents an example of another disturbing trend. As Breitbart News reported in an exclusive investigation in March, leading researchers say educator sexual misconduct has become rampant in the U.S. in the past two decades. While female teacher cases typically grab the headlines, sexual abuse is more prevalent with male educators, research for the U.S. Department of Education shows. The ongoing problem, which often features one or two cases a week making national headlines, has impacted districts large and small, rural and urban, and schools both public and private. Among the causes cited are cultures of permissiveness, lack of administrative scrutiny, and the availability of secret communication between teachers and students on the internet. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets, which documents one of the worst cases of child sex abuse in U.S. history, and nine other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.